We are spirited. If yesterday was our day for the body, for that part of us Jesus so embraces that he embraces the arms of the cross, for that link we have to each other and to all of creation, today is the day for the spirit. We are spirited. Now, I'm not saying spiritual here, which in our language has been watered down to the point of losing just about all taste. I like my beans a bit starchy, thank you very much. My words to be punchy, my spirit to have more fire in its eyes and strength in its spine than a garden St. Francis gnome or a routine thoughts and prayers promise. More on those beans in a minute. We are spirited, meaning to be a human person is to be a spirited body, to have a mark of the divine within us, to be fragile and physical and bodily, and yet more than that. If yesterday we could say Jesus doesn't save us as a ghost in the machine, today we can say he doesn't save us as a robot on the factory line. We are God's greatest creations, his most precious work of art. We are spirited. We should feel this deep down in our marrow, sparking in our cells, centering us on our Savior, especially today. I think it's when all is slumping that the spirit within can be seen all the more. Welcome to Easter. See the slumping apostles first. Their only connection at the beginning of this day is their weakness, cowardly, traitorous, foolish. These are the emotions that bend their bodies, their eyes turned downcast. Joy, fulfillment, purpose, all seemingly a lifetime ago. Sure, there's a connectedness in their suffering, a sharing of bodily aching, but there's also a spirit in there quietly saying, it shouldn't be like this. It's that spirit, that mark of the divine that drives Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to return to the grave tonight, that sees Peter and John tomorrow racing at a whisper of a movement, that can see an empty tomb and shout, aha. Easter unleashes the spirit in us, the annual reminder that we are made for more, that those deepest desires can find fulfillment, that life can spill out of death, that to be a person means to both be bodily and spirited. We experience Good Friday. Many, many numbing, aching, quaking Good Friday moments. But we live in Easter Sunday. That spark of spirit at creation, that divine kiss of a soul, that confirmation that all is made for change through Jesus' resurrection. And while church offers us yearly, weekly, even daily reminders of all this, helping us unleash that spirit within through the channeling of God's grace and committing us to good works, notice the sparks all around, especially in slumping times, when that spirit within, I think, can be seen all the more. Welcome to Easter today, yes, but welcome to Easter during the coronavirus pandemic, when Easter Sunday will more quickly give way to just another Monday. That is the one that comes after Sunday, right? We have to daily remind ourselves at this point the days of the week. And if it is a Monday, it's time for us to return to those pot of beans, right? Want to see spirit soaring? Look up the crew of red beans. presence after Mass, of course. A crafty Lundy Gras parading, Camellia Bean endorsing organization that has recently pivoted to feeding the front lines, as they call it. And it doesn't just involve watering down the beans to stretch them out some. For the last month or so, this group has been receiving donations to buy food from struggling restaurants, to feed struggling doctors, nurses, through deliveries from struggling musicians. If there's a greater New Orleans circle of life, I don't know of it. The Crew of Red Beans founder, Devin DeWolf, was inspired by a conversation with his wife, an ER doctor at UMC. Listen to his retelling the aftermath of bringing a batch of cookies to the hospital early March. Just hearing my wife talk about the morale boost of that food, it was like, aha, that's it. Aha, that's it. Now 15 hospitals and $20,000 in food costs a day. We already knew New Orleans spirit can't drown. Apparently, it can't die of infection either. And it's more than the New Orleans spirit, y'all. We need to see this. It's the sign of the Spirit of God, feeling pain and saying, that's not all that's there. Slumping low and discovering inspiration, seeing death and knowing life is still possible. We are spirited, kissed with God's spark during this time of world pandemic, during the season of Easter resurrection. We should feel this deep down inside, sparking in our cells, centering us once again on our Savior. How is he sparking us today? Easter is here once again. Here he is once again, reminding us that we are saved, reminding us that we are spirited.